The views and opinions expressed by the participants on this show are not necessarily those of Stewart Information Services Corporation, Stewart Title, or Stewart Insurance. Before you make any investment, you should seek the advice of your investment advisor or attorney.
Whether you're a real estate broker, realtor, homeowner, buyer, or seller, everything matters when it comes to real estate. This is Real Estate Matters with Stewart Title. Stewart Title's Bill Knappick and guests open the door to what really matters in owning, buying, and selling real estate. And now, Real Estate Matters with Stewart Title, brought to you by Stewart Insurance. Here to inform, entertain, and inspire, Bill Knappick.
Welcome to the show. It is Real Estate Matters with Stewart Title. I'm your host, Bill Knappick. Thank you for joining us on this beautiful weekend right here in the fourth largest city, Houston, Texas. And we have a super lineup for you today. But first, always go to Stewart.com/radio. That's right, Stewart.com/radio, where you can hear the shows. You can go to the show archives. In fact, you can also see the tremendous guest we have on each and every show. So let's get started and get down to business as we welcome Kenna Stevenson. Her company is called State 28 Real Estate. Kenna, welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Hey, that kind of rhymes. State 28 Real Estate.
Yes, it's catchy.
It is very catchy. So first, people are probably wondering, State 28, where did the name come from, first of all?
The great state of Texas is the 28th state to the union, first in our hearts, 28th to the country.
So we're actually, I didn't know that. We're learning something, not just me, but those far and wide that are listening. And you are the broker owner of the company State 28, right?
I am broker and I am owner of State 28. I do have another broker that is a broker of record for State 28 Houston because I kept him on after I became a broker as well, because two brokers are better than one.
That also is a catchy phrase. Two brokers are better than one. So let's tell people about your company, State 28, kind of the geographic coverage. And then also, apparently, you have other locations than just Houston.
Yeah, so we're actually in three market areas. We're based in Houston. I'm in Montgomery County, Woodlands area, Magnolia, as well as Scott, the other broker. But we have agents in Central Texas, so San Antonio, Austin market areas as well, and then Corpus Christi also. So we're in three markets statewide. We're a more personalized brokerage. In that we try, I think my mindset is to stay small enough to have a personalized touch from broker to agent as far as mentoring and be directly involved and informed and aware on deals directly with our clients as well. So across the company.
And before we talk about Houston, you mentioned you have these other areas in Texas. We always like to know, because we talk about Houston so much, what's going on in other parts of the country, but certainly here in Texas. Give us a word on the San Antonio area and where your other associates are as far as the marketplace. How's it going? How busy is it, et cetera?
So I think Austin area, more luxury is moving right now. San Antonio and Corpus Christi areas are seeing more investor properties moving. So more investment, either rental portfolios or multi-residential, multifamily properties, and commercial.
So would you say, because I've seen videos on YouTube about a lot of people leaving Austin and the market changing so much in Austin. I don't know if that's true or not, but are you seeing that at all?
Not my experience. I've been moving people too over there. You know, if you're watched any news, then you know several corporations have moved headquarters to Central Texas over the last few years and more are coming. So we're seeing more clients that are transferring. They may not be changing jobs, but their company's focus may be changing their client management to facilitate those corporations that are now going to be based in Central Texas. So I've done some corporate reloads there. Even some of my closest friends I've lost to Austin. It's beautiful.
No.
I will go visit them. Yeah, I'm going to go visit them, but I had to sell their houses here so they could go there.
So, and these people have been in Austin for about how long now? Let's just, for example, one of them. They've been there for a year or so?
Yeah, 6 months to a year, I think.
What do they say about Austin? Are they happy there?
Yeah, they love it.
Really?
Not when the eclipse happened. They didn't love that.
They didn't like the eclipse.
It was the greatest tourist. Well, no, because most of the folks I'm moving over there are moving to Georgetown, to Round Rock, areas, which is where everybody from the whole country descended upon them for on a Tuesday for the eclipse. And they were over that very quickly.
Well, let's tell people. Let's come on back to Houston. In the meantime, let's tell people where you spend most of your time helping buyers and sellers here in the Houston area.
So me personally, I try to focus my business and grow my business north of I-10. I do go south of I-10 for, you know, existing clients, client referrals. But as far as where I seek to grow my personal clientele, I try to stay north of I-10 just from a standpoint of being able to manage it best. But we have agents all over the greater Houston area and surrounding, all the way down to Galveston and south of Houston, as well as going out west, you know, Belleville, Weimar, all the way to Schulenburg. And then we would cross over to our other resources.
And Kenna, at this time, would you say you're helping more buyers or sellers at this moment?
I think right now, me personally, sellers, our company across all of our agents, probably it's about even, probably buyers and sellers. Scott, my co-broker, is more dealing with investors. He's historically done more of the commercial and multifamily side anyway, so I think his is right now more investor relations.
We're talking with Kenna Stevenson. Her company is State 28 Real Estate. I just like saying that, Kenna, State 28 Real Estate. So as far as the outlook, we're at that midpoint of the year. And as we look ahead, what are you seeing in terms of here in the Houston market, the area that you're working most? How do you see the market play out here for the rest of the year?
So we are slowly ramping up into the usual summer surge. It's not happening as quickly. Normally, our peak season started way back April 1st, and this year it didn't. I think for a lot of agents and some, I think you said earlier, might be singing the blues. I don't think it's a bluesy time. I think it's sort of a delayed start this year because we are in an election year, because we are expecting to see some rate changes coming down the pipe. I think that several buyers may be in a holding pattern right now, kind of waiting to see what happens as we get closer to the election. I don't necessarily think that's the wisest choice, but it's a give and take. So you have agents and lenders that'll say the old saying of date the rate, marry the house. As of right now, that may actually be the best advice. And because we're in a pivotal moment right now with our market trends, and where we're at right now is a house you could get for, just for example, $425,000 to $430,000 right now today. Right now, a buyer is going to, at the current rate, to purchase that home, they're going to be able to negotiate. They're going to be able to get their inspection, not waive any inspections. They're going to be able to negotiate seller concessions and potentially repairs as needed. That same house, if the rates really drop around the election, that same house before Christmas is going to cost $460,000. If you're getting a lower rate, but you've got to pay $30,000 more for the same home 6 months from now, and you've got to waive inspection, and you've got to you're not getting any concessions, you're not getting any repairs done, you're buying it as is for more money because 37 other buyers are fighting you in the door to get it. You know, it goes back to what's her name, the Shark Tank lady,
Barbara Corcoran.
Yeah, she said the best time to buy a house is today or yesterday.
No doubt about it. I agree with you. If I needed a home right now, I would be buying it for fear. I wouldn't even be thinking about interest rates. I'd be thinking about, man, if I don't buy it now, it can go nowhere than up in terms of price. Of course, I could be wrong, but I think that's a fair bet. Things are going up. Everything is going up. So I think home prices are going up, too, in the next year, 2 years and beyond.
They are. I don't think that we haven't seen them go down anywhere in any of our markets.
There you go.
We've maybe not seen them appreciate as rapidly the last year or two as they did, you know, immediately during the pandemic and right after, just because of the surge of activity, just because supply and demand, you had a drastic increase and homes were appreciating and some people were getting beat up on their taxes because their whole neighborhood appreciated 13 to 20% in a year, which was insane. We may not see that again in our lifetime, but as far as the market balancing itself and us not seeing appreciation as quick the last year or two, I think we are balanced now. We're back to normal. Your homes are going to appreciate at a normal rate again from now going forward. So if any buyers that are waiting for prices to drop,
Don't hold your breath.
No, you're paying somebody's mortgage. Make it your own.
Exactly. Also, before we close the segment, you were mentioning something, how you give back, how your company gives back to the community. Let's talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, so I've been involved with the Houston Livestock Show and Rodeo for almost 20 years. I've served on the membership and the speakers committee. I've been through all leadership positions up to being vice chairman on both. I'm still actively vice chairman on the speakers committee. My husband is also very involved. We're a rodeo family. We also donate and volunteer in Montgomery County and Waller County. But we've been involved with Houston the longest, and I think it has the farthest reach and the most impact. Is why we're so involved in it. But my mother and my sister went into education. I was oil and gas and then real estate. But it's, to me, really crucial that we give back in the way that we do towards education and growth for the economy. So the thing about rodeo is people think, oh, it's horse people. We used to have a horse. We haven't had a horse in over 10 years. It's not horse people. It's people that believe in education and the future of the state of Texas. My husband is a 9th generation Texan. My stepson is 10th gen. We really take pride in boosting the economy for the state. And the whole purpose of the rodeo, when you get into the nuts and bolts of the mission, is getting high school graduates to go to universities in Texas so that when they get their college degrees, they hopefully start their careers in Texas. Well, then what happens? They're going to buy their first house. Guess where? In Texas. So that's what we want for the greater good for all of us.
They might even call State 28 Real Estate and speak to Kenna Stevenson.
I hope so. I sell Texas all over.
Kenna, let's tell people how they can reach out to you.
So my cell number is 713-585-5838. Email is Kenna, my first name, just like Jenna with a K, K-E-N-N-A, at state, the number 28, realestate.com. And I'm available at any time. So buyers and sellers, prospective buyers and sellers, you're thinking about it, you're on the fence, you have questions, advice is free, 90 free. No cost for consultation or finding out the value of your home, what equity you may be working with. So, yeah, give me a call. I'd be happy to help. 713-585-5838.
Thank you so much, Kenna.
Thank you for having me.
As we continue, let's talk to Christy Orlando. The company is called First Rate Inspections. Christy, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me.
Well, it's interesting. Today we have so many tremendous components that are part of the real estate transaction. A realtor, we're going to talk money here in a little bit, but home inspections are paramount in the process. Let's tell people about First Rate Home Inspections.
Yeah, so we've been in business since 2009. We started our company with my father that owns the company as a one-man operation, and we've just been growing ever since, and now we're up to 10 inspectors.
10 inspectors. So all day long, the team is out there inspecting homes, getting it for the real estate transactions.
Yes, sir.
That's unbelievable. One of the things, as far as home inspections, there's so many components to a home to make sure it's right and all those things. But what are some of the distinctions about your company? Because there's other companies out there, but what is it about First Rate that you want people to know where you are distinctive and do some things maybe others don't?
So what kind of makes us different is we're not your typical home inspection company. We do every ancillary service under the sun. So we are literally a one-stop shop. And as far as some of the services, we're not just the home inspection, sprinkler, termite, and pool. We also specialize in stucco level 1 and 2, sewer scope inspections, mold inspections, asbestos testing, meth testing, and the list goes on. We do HUD certificates with an engineer stamp, and there's just a lot to list.
Right. Just as I said, I never thought there were so many things, but there are. Just even in the construction of the home, appliances, AC, which is our life support system here in Houston. So many things. As far as the geographic coverage, let's tell people right now as they're listening and driving around Houston, perhaps the area geographically that your team is out there, the 10 inspectors.
Yeah, so we cover from all the way from Galveston up to Lake Livingston and all the in-between. So Houston and the surrounding areas. That's wherever you're willing to sell, we're willing to go.
That's a big area, too. I know one of the things, too, that your company does, you stay very close to the real estate community, working with realtors and title companies and doing, I know Dustin, your husband, right? He's
yes,
with
sir.
The company, and he does a lot of training classes. Let's tell people about how your company is available in terms of educating the real estate community and others.
Yeah, so one of our core values of our company is education. So our inspectors don't just take the regular number of hours that TREC is required. We double that. So if you're not learning, you're not growing. And that's what we take pride in. And we worked with several of the business development officers with Stewart Title. We're currently up at 8. And we offer free education as far as CE classes for realtors. We have currently 29 CE classes on our list, ranging from different topics like termites to stucco to we just got a new one on roofing. We have mold, and it just keeps going on.
That's a lot of classes.
Yes.
So many things. Well, what, as far as the inspection itself, let's tell people, if someone's out there, they're going to sell their home or they're going to buy a home, whatever, and they're saying, I have to call a home inspector for the buyer. They're going to buy a home. They call you. What should they expect? Now, let's say they don't have a pool. I want to talk about the pool in a minute, but let's say they don't have a pool, maybe a 2,500 square foot home. What can they expect if it's a, quote, normal home? And we say, hey, we want first rate inspections out there. What are you going to cover for, let's say, your basic, if there's a basic thing on your menu for that?
So,
does that make sense?
Yes. So we cover everything in the SOP for TREC standards. As long as it's accessible with a 20-foot ladder, we will get on the roof. If not, then we will fly our drone and take pictures. But as far as the inspection, it's a mechanical, structural, plumbing inspection. We go straight off of the TREC's SOP.
And as far as the I think, it's not the most important thing, but it is very important. That's the air conditioning system,
yes,
especially
sir.
This time of year. So your people are up there in attics and doing these things on these super hot days.
Yes, sir.
And giving us an idea of what's going on. What can they tell us about the air? I know there's a certain limitation, but what can your inspectors tell us about the health of an air conditioning and heating system in a home?
Definitely. So they're, as far as the AC, they're checking the filters, seeing if they're being changed, you know, frequently. The temperature differentials, if it's outside of those differentials, then you definitely need to have it maintenance. It's one of those main components that we use, not just in the summertime, but year round. And up in the attic, they're checking for insulation depth and making sure that it's to the standard of TREC's SOP. And if it's not, then we recommend getting more insulation to better insulate your home.
We're talking with Christy Orlando with First Rate Inspections. You might be happy to know, Christy, I changed my air conditioner filters a week ago.
Good boy.
Thank you. I figured I might get your approval for that. But as far as pools go, so there are people out there, we have the 2,500, 3,000 square foot home, and we have a pool. So I'm guessing you can help the person with the pool, and there's an extra charge for that. How does that work?
Yeah, so when we're scheduling the inspection, we are looking at the MLS as far as what is added on there as far as the exterior features. So that'll tell you if it's on a pool and a spa or if it's on a septic tank or if it's on a well. So that section is very important to us, and it'll tell you if it has a sprinkler. So if you're buying, then definitely ask for permits for that pool and make sure it was permitted.
Very important.
Yes.
But also your people can tell as far as the condition of the pool and the pumps and all those different things, right?
Yes, sir. Yeah, we're running the pump equipment, making sure everything's working to, you know, to top notch. We're checking the lights to make sure that there's no shortage in one of the bulbs because that could be a hazard.
Yep.
And we actually have an extra ancillary service for an advanced pool inspection. So we have technique that we can have a little floating machine in the water, and it detects if there's a leak.
It's bad news if you have a leak, though, I would think.
Yeah, especially if it's a gunite pool.
Give us an idea right now. How's business right now?
Business is good.
Pretty steady, huh?
Yes, sir.
That's a good, because I would think of all the things we could look at for key indicators of the real estate market and its health and economy and economics, so to speak, your inspection rates would come into play there in terms of how busy you are.
Yes. And as far as just our availability, keeping our 10 inspectors busy, and they're always busy.
So if someone calls today and says, hey, Christy, we need someone out there, how long does it take for you guys to mobilize and check a home out?
Since real estate has a lot of moving parts, you know, some people are interested in a home and then they go and view it again and they're like, eh, that's not the house for me. I'm going to cancel contract. So Typically, it's about 24 to 48 hours that we can get you into our schedule.
And also, if you come out and inspect the home that I'm looking at, how long does it take me to get the inspection report?
That evening.
That evening.
Yes, sir.
So if you come out, say, even at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, you'll have the report in the evening?
Yes, sir. Technology is amazing these days.
Pretty. It's probably why you're called First Rate Home Inspections, right?
Yes, sir.
So, Christy, let's tell people your role at the company.
Yeah, so I'm the marketing director at First Rate Inspections. I've been in this role since 2015. My parents own the company, so I've been with the company since the birth of the company, but officially on payroll 8 years.
So in terms of marketing, other than being here on a show where millions of people on AM 950 KPRC are listening, what are some of the other things you're doing to get the word out for First Rate Home Inspections?
Yeah, so like I said, education is very important to us. So we are doing a lot of education in and around the Houston area, just on topics that they don't really know about. Last week, I was talking to a realtor about some of the testing that we do, and I mentioned the meth testing, and she was like, what? That's
yeah,
a
what's
thing?
That? Meth?
Yes.
As in the drug,
yes.
The illegal drug. Yeah.
Yes.
And how do you do that?
So if somebody's doing illegal things in that house, it bakes into the drywall.
Really? So,
yes.
So the chemicals, I guess, are so strong. I'm referring back to my watching Breaking Bad, I think. You ever see that show?
Yes.
They did a lot of things that weren't right.
Exactly.
But so if you were to inspect one of those homes, you could tell within the walls that something was conducted there wrong.
Yeah. So there's a lot of tell signs as far as like if they didn't clean up and all of that. But we would swab the wall and send it to our lab, and they put it under a superpower microscope, and that's how they figure out if there was actually illegal drugs in that home
now,
being cooked.
Do you run into that a lot?
More often than you think.
Really?
Yeah.
Very interesting.
At least 5 a year.
So there you go. So you watch Breaking Bad, huh?
I have.
What about Dexter? That's a whole nother,
yes.
That's a whole nother set of
I'm a huge crime junkie.
There you go. So before we close the segment, Christy Orlando, what a great name. People can remember you and your husband very easily. Before we close the segment, what else do you want people to know, Christy?
Yeah, so we've had a lot of these storms in the past couple weeks. A lot of people, trees have fallen on their roofs, and they've had roof leaks. There's a lot of shingles missing. If you have any kind of leaks in your home, make sure to get a mold test.
Sounds good. Christy, let's tell people how they can reach you and the company at First Rate Home Inspections. I know they want to reach out to you.
Yes. So our phone number is 832-567-5791. Or you can schedule online 24/7 on our website, www.1strateinspections.com. 832-567-5791.
Thanks for being with us, Christy.
Thank you for having me.
Well, it's time to talk money with Anna Babineau. The company is Guild Mortgage. Anna, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Grateful to be here.
Well, you know, money makes the world go round in so many ways, especially a real estate transaction. It's so important to have money. So let's tell people about Guild Mortgage.
Oh, Guild has been around a very long time. We're 60 years old, and we're national, and very, very strong. Wonderful ratings across the country. We collect payments on our loans, which is called servicing. So our loans are not sold out into the secondary market. And the power of Guild, because we're national and able to service those loans, we have great partnerships with Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, USDA, FHA. When I expand on that, I think of first-time home buyers and grants and down payment assistance, and there's just a plethora of things that are available because of the strength of the company.
So many things, that's right. And as far as one of the things I think about in terms of the loans, as far as professionals in the industry like you, there are so many kinds of loans too.
Yes.
And your company, I would think, does them all, right?
We do.
How do I know I'm getting the right loan?
Well, I think it's super important for people to realize that you have core products and then things spill off of that. So your core are FHA, VA, conventional, USDA. From that, you'll have spinoffs, which the grants come to play typically on conventional loans, but not necessarily only there. Your down payment assistance also filters from those core products. But then there's reverse mortgages. People don't think about reverse for purchase, but it exists. You also have purchase with rehab. Again, a lot of people don't think about, oh, I could actually buy this house. It's not exactly what I want, but I could rehabilitate that and do that all in one loan. Yes, you can. So there's a big variety, but then when you start looking at, if I look at a rate sheet and there's 100 products out there because 3% down, 3.5% down, 5% down, 20% down, that it just keeps expanding and expanding.
That's a good point. You mentioned the amount down. What do you see, let's say in the last, I know it all changes, but in the last 10 loans that you've oversaw or handled yourself, about how much, what was the average price someone put down or a couple had put down for the home?
First-time home buyers traditionally are doing 3% down, conventional 99% of the time. If we have the buy-ups or the buy-downs, much more cash because they're taking their equity from one house and moving it to the next house.
And tell us again about the rehab loan, because I think that's a good point. If someone's looking at, let's say they're with a realtor and they see five properties and they say, oh, this one's really nice in terms of location, but it needs a little bit of work. And sometimes they might not know about this option,
right,
and just discount it and say, oh, let's move on. But expound on that.
Sure. There are actually three variations of rehabilitation. You can do an FHA loan with, they call it a K, a 2 or 3K. And then you have two phases or two types of conventional rehabilitation. We recently closed a home in Crosby that reminded me of a little church, but it was a shell of a house on land. And the person buying at 90 some odd thousand for this shell of a house and land had vision because they're an architect. And they could get their contractors involved. And as a finished product, that house will be a house with a solarium in the middle and then another extension of the house on the other end. And total price was $250,000. And they have 6 months to finish that out. So purchase of what was with the vision of the future with a deadline.
It's all weaved into the one payment.
All weaved into one thing.
So that makes it nice and neat and
yes,
concise. And then they go forth, as you said, with a certain timeline to say, we have to have this finished.
Right.
That's one way to address it. As we just had Memorial Day, July 4th is coming up. I'm thinking about our country. I'm thinking about veterans especially. Mm-hmm. And you're serving veterans with the VA loans as well. Let's remind veterans, because I think some of them may not know all the advantages that they have, but tell us about the VA loan and some of the nuances to
it. Well, I'm so glad that you brought that up. My father was 22 years Air Force, so I grew up in a military family, and I have a passion for VA loans. It always feels like I'm coming home when I work on VA loans. I get a little emotional, cracking in my voice. VA loans are 100% financing. And that's super important for veterans, especially because there's very few things that veterans actually get in benefit. The zero down is one of them. The second thing is that they can get up to 4% in seller contributions, or seller concessions is often what is called in a contract. What a lot of people don't know, though, is you can actually grab a few extra dollars from the seller to buy down interest rates. So that could be handled outside that 4%, which would be awesome. But imagine in today's market of a 300 average purchase price, 4% in seller concessions is $12,000. That veteran can get in for zero. They'll put up earnest money, but most of the time they'll get that earnest money back at closing and basically can get into their home and make their payments and be homeowners.
So that's good, a good word for veterans.
Absolutely.
So as far as veterans and or anyone else that's listening, and they may be thinking, they may be saying, hey, I'm worried about prices going up in terms of homes. I better buy now. I need to buy now, whatever it may be. Or there may be someone listening from afar that's moving to Houston, Texas. What should they do to prepare for the home loan? And when should they begin the process with you? Let's say they give you a call. How soon should they reach out to you?
As soon as possible. We have helped people plan as far out as 3 years. Maybe there's a credit problem. Maybe the picture needs to be, we don't know how much cash we're going to need, and we don't really want to do assistance. We want to be able to do this on our own. Prices are going up, and on average, 4% per year. So while interest rates are not optimal, it's super important to recognize that the rates can come down. Prices are not going to. And so if you're buying today, you did good because you capped what your price is going to be and you've solidified that and you have a fixed rate on your loan. The second thing would be that if rates come down, you're going to have that opportunity to refinance. And this is where Guild really hits home extremely well because we do service those loans. We have escrow accounts that are set up, which is your insurance and taxes that are being paid in monthly so that when the bills come due for those, they get paid. We actually move those accounts from loan to loan, which means that most institutions are actually rebuilding escrow accounts. We are transferring them from loan to loan. That's thousands of dollars of savings if they're a Guild customer. In addition to that, our home buyers that are buying with us, because we don't sell their loan in the secondary market, they also receive discounts and lender fees when the refinance comes. So legitimately, Fannie, Freddie, FHA, VA, you have to make 6 payments on your mortgage before you're eligible to do a refinance. But you'll be able to do a refinance technically as often as every 7 months if rates continue to come down rather than go up.
So it's nice to know we can refinance if we need to mm-hmm. at some point. And as the point again is, who knows, but I don't think home prices, the price of the home is going to go down.
No, sir.
What does change is the rate that it goes up in different markets. Mm-hmm. But if I think back, I've never seen a home price go down. Maybe it has, but anyway, so good to know. What else do you want people to know, Anna Babineaux with Guild Mortgage? What else do you want people to know about your company or anything else?
I think most more so for myself, I work by referral only. And to me, that means that I believe in building relationships. Each customer that we work with isn't a number. They're a family, and they're either doing their first buy or their buy up or their buy down. And we want to be there for every piece of that. If we don't serve them well, they won't be back. We apparently serve them well because we do a lot of buy ups, buy downs, and refinances will be back soon. They're not right here on the horizon, but they will be.
And then how often during the week, Anna, are people saying, hey, Anna, what's the interest rate? Does that ever happen?
Oh, every day.
Every day.
Every day.
Anna, let's tell people how they can reach you.
My cell is 713-907-5365. Email is ababineaux@guildmortgage.net. 713-907-5365.
Thank you so much, Anna Babineaux. Real Estate Matters with Stewart Title would not be possible without our partner, Stewart Insurance, with a focus in real estate and a special focus on real estate brokers. Stewart Insurance creates insurance plans to address the risks facing our industry today. They invest a significant amount of time helping real estate broker owners offset and manage their risks. Here he is, John Bramlett with Stewart Insurance.
Howdy, Bill. Nice to see you.
Here we are. Another show. What a great show, because we have the important, now the fourth pillar, the fourth component of a real estate transaction that's so important. We've had a realtor, home inspection company.
Mortgage company.
Mortgage company. And now insurance.
That's everything we need.
Title company.
And we've got a title company. We've got everything you need in the studio today.
It's an important real estate gumbo, but right now insurance is the word.
Well, I appreciate that. What part of the gumbo will we be? I think we're going to be the shrimp.
Not the sausage?
No, we're okay. Going to be the shrimp.
Making me hungry, John.
We're going to be the shrimp, yes.
All right. Well, let's talk about it.
Well, we talk a lot about being properly insured, and sometimes I think maybe I forget to let people know what that means. So I wanted to step back a little bit today and remind people that if you think about insurance from a risk perspective, you've got risk and you've got exposure. So risk is a probability of something bad happening, and exposure is the monetary damage. So we want to do things to minimize that risk, and then ways that we can offset that exposure, that cost, onto somebody else like an insurance company. When you think about insurance, whether it be your personal insurance or your business insurance, it's how much risk you as an individual want to take on or as a company want to take on versus how much risk you want to pass on to an insurance company. So in our world, you're properly insured when you're comfortable with the coverage that you have. So somebody or a business could have the most robust coverage and they could have a significant number of plans, or it could be a very conservative plan. But as long as you're comfortable with that coverage is, and you know what risk you're passing on to the insurance company versus what risk you're taking on yourself, then in our eyes, you're properly insured.
And that's the goal. I think all of us want to be properly insured, but we don't think about the term and know that it's attainable and really what it means. So that's great that you refreshed our memories here today, because it is important, because, hey, even if we're not in the process of a real estate transaction, insurance is a must in life.
Well, it is. And then as an independent property and casualty insurance broker, we have access to a variety of companies. So whether we're helping an individual or a family with their personal insurance, or a real estate professional or a real estate firm with their business insurance, again, we have access to a variety of companies. So we can help them based upon what their needs are at that time, become properly insured by building the best plan possible.
Well, John, some of the things, I know people love the insurance segment. You know that you're getting feedback. And we were talking to Christy about all the classes she's doing from the education standpoint. Stewart Insurance, you in particular, you're out there. Everywhere I look on Facebook, there's another John Bramlett sighting doing a class. And also, the classes are being advertised on a regular basis. I don't know how you do it.
Well, it's we're really fortunate that we have some great partnerships, obviously, first and foremost with Stewart Title. So, no, we do have classes all over. We offer all over the city. Our major partnership is obviously with Stewart Title, and we offer our classes through the different Stewart Title locations. We also offer our classes for the individual brokers. So if they'd like to host a class, we can come out and use host it for their brokerage. Classes are also available through the Houston Association of Realtors. So you can go to HAR.com/education and look for the class name, or you can look for Stewart Insurance. So we have the Two Sides of Water, which is a really popular class this time of year, where we look at water damage from two perspectives, from a flood and flood insurance, and then internal water damage. What are the four types and how home insurance can come into play there? We have property insurance essentials for risk for real estate professionals. And we look at six different types of real estate property. How the individual is going to use a property is going to drive the type of coverage that's going to be necessary. So somebody, their home is going to be a different type of coverage than investment property, than vacant property or vacation property. We spend a little bit of time talking about short-term rentals as well. And even vacant land has some insurance considerations. And then the last one is real estate liability protector license. That's a three-hour class. We focus on risk and exposure. We look at seven risks that real estate professionals face on a daily basis. We look at eight ways that they can minimize those risks, and then three ways through insurance to offset those risks.
Well, all the classes are phenomenal and very educational, but the Two Sides of Water comes to mind. And I don't know if you keep statistics, but the Two Sides of Water seems like it's like one of those Broadway shows that run and run. It's in its 100th appearance. How many times do you think you've done the Two Sides of Water? Because that's one of the ones where they bring you back and say, hey, do this again.
Well, they're fairly evenly divided. They're fairly evenly divided. So I'll do roughly 60 classes, a little more than 60 classes this year. And they're fairly even divided, but if there is one that's asked for more often than not, it is the Two Sides of Water.
That's the one where we're going to make a movie at Brad Pitt, or George Clooney's going to be playing
George Clooney, yeah. That's correct, yeah. That's
Two
correct.
Sides of Water coming to a theater.
Well, actually, I've changed that thought. I'm just going to play myself.
You know,
I'm going to have a big enough ego, I'm just going to play myself.
Well, you're in the media. People already know you as a radio highlight.
Yes.
Around the airwaves far and wide. So you might as well, that's a good idea.
Yeah, I really can't go anywhere anymore without just being recognized. I have to call ahead and get special reservations. Well, I think it's important to also understand the types of coverages that we provide. From a personal perspective, we can help people with their home and their auto, flood, wind. We talked about investment property, motorcycle, watercraft, so all your toys. We can help with that insurance. And then on the business perspective, whether you're a realtor or a real estate professional, you know, a real estate broker, property management firm, we can help with your errors and omissions, cyber liability, general liability, workers' compensation, commercial property, commercial auto. We can do a business owner's plan, surety bonds, escrow bonds, employment practice liability. So we have a variety of plans available both for both families and individuals as well as businesses.
Let's tell people what they find when they go to stewartinsurance.com, because as you mentioned that, I'm thinking the menu is there and so many other educational and informative things are on your website, stewartinsurance.com.
You'll get a feel for who we are and what our philosophy is, understanding that our mission is to be the insurance resource for real estate. You'll get an understanding of the types of coverage that we provide and what that coverage delivers for you as an individual or a business. And then if you're ready to begin that process, you can either call us or you can begin the plan development process right there online.
And as you started, the key words are properly insured. If someone wants to be properly insured, what is the number they should call, John?
866-798-2827. That's 866-798-2827.
Thank you so much, John Bramlett with Stewart Insurance.
Thank you, Bill.
And now, Hope Moy. I say it all the time, or many times, and that is stay close to your Stewart title, Business Development Officer. We have them all over Houston, all over the United States, as we're an international company traded on the stock exchange as STC. But right now, serving Magnolia and Conroe is Hope Moy, doing tremendous work 24/7. Hope, welcome back to the show.
Hey, Bill. So good to see you today.
Let's tell people about your offices, Hope, in Conroe and Magnolia.
So I work out of two offices in Montgomery County. My Magnolia office is off 1488 and 2978. I have three escrow officers there. Combined experience in that office is probably pretty close to 100 years.
Wow.
Yes. In Conroe, we're off of 336, and I have two escrow officers in my Conroe office, probably roughly around 80 years experience.
And I think one of the things that's interesting as we think about your area right there, and for those that are listening maybe in another state on the internet or whatever, we're talking about Conroe, Magnolia, even the Tomball. It's the northwest of Houston. So those that are not familiar but know that Houston has a downtown and so forth,
yes,
we're in that northwest, and business is booming in terms of development, in terms of real estate, and the people that we're honored to serve there.
Absolutely. Montgomery County is growing. The roads are expanding. I think I say that pretty often. There's construction in widening the roads in Conroe and in Magnolia. There's so many people. There's so many new developments still yet to come even next year. All the pre-planning for all of the new homes coming in is pretty incredible.
And the Grand Parkway, I think I just read where they're expanding it, 99. So more construction.
Yes.
Unbelievable. Hope,
yes,
before we close this segment, let's tell people what else you want them to know and how can they reach you, Hope Moy.
I would like to be a resource. I work with a lot of real estate agents in both of my areas. And first and foremost, I just want to be a resource to them, be value for them to help grow their business, to have the educational moments as far as the classes, having John come in and teach all the wonderful things. We have a new farming app that we've really been pushing and teaching to our real estate agents as well that will also help them kind of go back to the basics and bring some life back into their business.
Well, we're doing many things at Stewart Title, but we're bringing you Hope.
Yes.
Moy.
Always have hope.
How about that one?
With Hope.
Hope, let's tell people how they can reach you.
My cell is 346-224-1908, 346-224-1908.
And thank you so much, Hope.
Thank you.
And now here she is, Andy Entwistle. Andy, welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you.
Here you are. Let's tell people about your office.
Well, I am in the Paraland office, so we're right off of 288 and 518, but we are broadening our area, so we service all the way down to, I would say, a little past Iowa Colony, down to past Alvin, Santa Fe, all the way back around till we hit Friendswood, back down to 288.
And again, for those listening outside, not super familiar with Houston, but now we're going to the southern part of Houston, almost at the 6 o'clock position, give or take,
yeah,
of a clock, right?
Right. Yeah, we're not that far away from the Houston area. Honestly, I'd give it maybe a good 10 minutes and you're already there.
So, and let's tell people some of the things you're doing there to serve the real estate professionals.
Well, we definitely also have some great classes coming up from John and then also my guest today.
That guy's everywhere, isn't he?
I know, he's everywhere. We're always fighting for his time, so it's fine. Well, he'll be back a couple of times this month, and I think I'll also have him later on in the year. So we're always trying to make sure John has time in.
No doubt about it. Andy, let's tell people how they can reach you.
A good number to reach me would be 281-412-6900. Again, 281-412-6900.
And thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you.
And now moving to yet another part of Houston, Texas, the dynamic Inner Loop Kirby Grove area right near the center of the city. Right, Juliana?
Right, Bill.
Here she is, Juliana Barefoot. Juliana, let's tell people about the Kirby Grove office.
So we are located on Richmond and Kirby. We overlook Levy Park, and I have three escrow officers, Sanford Real and Lauren Reed, both of which do commercial and residential. And then I have Deanna Jurisic, and she is our Spanish-speaking escrow officer.
And not only that, so many great things and the experience with the team there at Kirby Grove. But in addition, if you close at Kirby Grove, you get some super views at the 15th floor.
You really do.
I mean, it's incredible.
Yeah, watching the park, and you get a good view of the Med Center, and yeah, it's a nice office.
And we talked about the rodeo earlier at the beginning of the show. We can see the NRG Center. I mean, it is just spectacular. I think there's not a better place for someone to sign documents, enjoy the fine craftsmanship and the work of our escrow officers, and yet get a view on top of it.
I would agree.
Holy smokes. Juliana, what else should we know? You have a lot, and you have John like every week. How's that work?
I have John once a month, and I have him this week actually on Thursday. He's teaching property insurance essentials, so we're excited for that. I have a contracts class coming up, and I'm trying to do some type of a charity event once a quarter. This second quarter, we gathered donations for a homeless shelter that serves women and children, and had a great, great response for that. So that was a lot of fun. We got to actually drop the donations off ourselves.
And if someone wants to reach you, Juliana Barefoot, and bring the contract right there to Kirby Grove, what should they do?
They can email me at juliana.barefoot@stuart.com or call 832-296-7666. 832-296-7666.
And if George Clooney wants to call you,
same thing, 832-296-7666.
Thank you so much, Juliana Barefoot. And she's back from State 28 Real Estate, Kenna Stevenson. Here you are, Kenna. Welcome back.
Hi again.
Well, as we close things down, final segment of the show, what else do you want people to know about what you're doing there at State 28?
Well, I'm really excited I got to be here today with group. John touching on some of the risks. So the last certification I got through HAR and TAR as a broker was the risk assessment specialist certification, which was a new one they started offering last year. And I was one of the first groups to get that certification. It was really nice for him to touch on several of the factors, the things that go on behind the scenes, the things the consumer have no idea that their realtor or their broker agent is doing for them. He touched on several of those things from contract to close, all of the boxes we got to check, the T's we're crossing, the I's we're dotting, and the things we're doing to look out for our clients. It's really important. And being here with Stuart Title, of course, who is my primary title partner. Yay.
We love that, Kenna. Thank you.
But as Hope said, the office nearest me has almost 100 years combined experience, and they're phenomenal. And I wouldn't have the success that I have if it weren't for them and those relationships, but also with the inspection companies, also with the lenders and insurance and assessing risk. There's just so many components that go into being successful in real estate. Real estate is about relationships, all working towards the same end goal, that the seller walks away happy, the buyer moves in happy, everybody's happy 6 months down the road. That's my measure I use of success. My quality assurance is who's happy 6 months after closing. But you brought so many key components in here today to help the consumers better understand what all we're doing besides opening doors.
There you go. Kenna, let's tell people how they can reach you.
713-585-5838. You can call or text me just about any time. And my email is kenna@state28realestate.com. 713-585-5838. And that is my direct cell.
Thank you so much for being with us. And now, first rate home inspection. She's back, Christy Orlando from Houston, Texas. Hey, Christy, welcome back.
Thanks for having me.
It's good to see you. So let's tell people before we close things down here what else you want them to know about first rate home inspections or anything else.
So just kind of touching on what Kenna was saying, you know, I don't like the name sponsor or vendor. I like the word partnership or being a partner with somebody. If we can partner with anybody, you know, that's amazing. Because like she said, it is a relationship, you know, for real estate. If you don't have a relationship with somebody, then you're not going to get very far in real estate.
No doubt about it. So important. And if someone wants to reach out to your company, First Rate Home Inspections, because they're listening all over the place, getting ready for that real estate transaction, what should they do, Christy?
Yes, they should call us at 832-567-5791 or go to our website at www.1strateinspections.com. And we also have a realtor education tab at the very top that has all of our CE classes, not just with Stewart Title, but with brokerages as well, scheduled through the end of the year.
So many bases being covered by First Rate Home Inspections. And will you do us a favor, Christy?
Yes, sir.
Tell Dustin we said hello.
Maybe.
Okay. And the phone number again is?
832-567-5791.
Thank you so much. Here she is, Guild Mortgage, rounding off. Having so many things in place today, it's so exciting. Real estate, insurance, mortgage, inspections, and now, and of course, title companies. Here she is, Anna Babineau, as we close things down. Anna, what else should we know?
I love the theme of education. So I, too, am a CE instructor, and I teach for two schools, and I predominantly do lending. But with Andy, we are actually doing two classes this month, one on credit for an hour, and then we're going to be doing the 3-hour on lending at the end of the month. So we are very grateful to be in partnership with Andy and Stewart Title, and I'm just grateful to be here.
Also, I see a lot of your posts on Facebook. You help us stay tuned into the education via the social media platform known as Facebook, and probably others as well.
Yes, sir. I use Facebook a lot.
I see you right there. And so a lot of times, I think you're in your car doing some posts.
You caught me.
There you go. I see you. So in the meantime, let's tell people how to reach you at Guild Mortgage, Anna Babineau.
713-907-5365 at ababineau@guildmortgage.net. 713-907-5365.
And thank you so much, Anna Babineau. And thank you all for listening to Real Estate Matters with Stewart Title. I am your host, Bill Nampick. That's right. Together with John Bramlett, all of us at Stewart Title and Stewart Insurance. We're here to help you at any point. StewartInsurance.com for insurance. You want to be properly insured. We would want to be and be honored to be stewards of your real estate transaction wherever you are here in the United States, certainly Houston, Texas. Simply go to Stewart.com. And oh yeah, you may want to go to a past radio show, show number 513, 512. This is show 523. Simply go to the archive at Stewart.com/radio. That's right, Stewart.com/radio. And we will see you next week. Thank you so much for listening. And until then.